The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Thanks to spiritmotorgroup.ie. With secure online payments, buying your next used car has never been easier. With Spirit Motor Group.
Jess Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, we've been talking about what's going on in the United States. There's another kind of sub-drama going on between social media giants and the White House.
Yeah, this started on Friday with Donald Trump using social media, as he has done for many, many years prior to becoming president. He had a prolific Twitter profile, to put it mildly. It's something that he uses every day of the week, and very often he will turn to Twitter before using any of the traditional press methods to get his information out there. He posted up that when the looting starts, the shooting starts, on Twitter on Friday in relation to what was happening in Minneapolis. And Twitter sought to put a notification onto this post citing that it was, inciting hatred and violence. The president simultaneously posted that post to Facebook. However, Facebook opted not to put any warning or notification or alert on the post in any way, shape or form. And this caused quite the spat. Mark Zuckerberg, who's the CEO of Facebook, allegedly spoke to Donald Trump on Friday and then did an interview with Fox News, stating that they are not a publisher, so they cannot, they don't want to go down the road of, verifying and, I suppose, putting citations next to people's posts. And this has led now to a virtual walkout yesterday of a lot of the Facebook staff. Facebook, they have around 48,000 people working for them, and they usually don't break ranks. You never really see this type of segregation happening within their workforce. But across the weekend, we saw a lot of people, senior staff at Facebook, at that, team leaders, coming out posting that they were unhappy with the decision taken by the CEO of the company, Mark Zuckerberg. A lot of them saying that, they feel that Facebook isn't showing up to this conversation in full force and that they need to do more to support equality and safety for the Black community throughout their platforms. I've been on to Facebook this morning, and what they said was they recognise the pain of many of our people are feeling right now, especially our Black community. We encourage employees to speak openly when they disagree with the leadership. We face additional difficult decisions around the content ahead. We'll continue to seek their honest feedback.
All right. Well, that will rumble on, because we know they don't want to be made publishers, because the lawsuits that would follow would be horrendous. Now, Jess, we'll go to questions. Mm-hmm. Can you recommend, this is my phone, my landline. I'm one of the people who still has a landline, so I'll just park that there. Can you recommend a reasonably priced Android tablet for drawing? I was looking at the Lenovo Yoga Book, but I can't find it in stock. Any ideas from Kira?
You know what? That is a great laptop, and I would recommend that you, if you can, if you don't need it that urgently, maybe hold out for it a little while longer. Other options, you could get something like the Samsung S6 Tab Lite. I think I have that name right way around. So basically, it's the Samsung Tab S6, the Lite version, which is the more affordable version. That comes with the pen, and it is fantastic in terms of handwriting recognition, and the pressure that you put on the pen is sort of true to life. So if you lean hard, you will get a bigger dot. If you go very light, it's very, very realistic. So that is one that I was very impressed by. I think if memory serves, it's slightly more expensive than the Lenovo, but it wasn't more than €600 for sure. But again, I know that a lot of shops are still working very, very hard to get their stock back in place after the massive surge.
Another one. I am looking for a new phone that takes two SIM cards. I'm an iPhone user at the moment. That's from Declan.
Okay, well, iPhone, you won't have any joy with that, unfortunately. There are a number of options. You can go down the route of the Huawei. One of the Huawei phones definitely is dual SIM, but I think you have to buy from the website itself. There are a few different phones. What I'll do is I will look into that one specifically, because off the top of my head, I think some of them, if you buy from the manufacturer directly, offer dual SIM, but I'm not 100% sure about buying it, from a store or online. online from one of the retailers that we'd often recommend. So let me look into that a little bit more and I will come back to you.
Okay, now two related ones here. If I bring Alexa to Germany, can I get News Talk on it there? Hi, Alexa, play News Talk. And this one, do you know why my favourite radio station, News Talk, is no longer available to listen to on my Google Mini, rendering my device a mere expensive alarm clock? That's from Donal and Sandy Noggin.
Well,
fear
not.
This is Google Home. I have it myself and I'm not getting it at the moment.
This is something that we are working on with Google at the moment. It's not just News Talk. There are other media outlets around the world who are having issues. It's through the TuneIn player that we often use.
Yeah.
What I found is if you say News Talk, so say it as two separate words, it'll work. It's a bit of a pain in the face, but it is something that we are aware of, and we are working on a solution at the moment. In relation to the Alexa, yes, absolutely, you can bring it with you. You may have to say play play News Talk on the Alexa in Germany. Is that what the question was? Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It actually probably doesn't matter where you are.
No, it doesn't matter where you are. The only thing that may make a difference, like I know that there's a News Talk radio in New Zealand. And so sometimes if I'm in the US and I want my device to play this News Talk, you have to say News Talk Radio Ireland. So just be as specific as you can and it'll work.
Okay, now two related ones here. Looking for wireless over-ear headphones where no app is required. Price is not an issue. That's from Paul. And this one, I'm looking to get wireless earbuds, about €150 to spend. I have an Android Samsung Galaxy S8. What's the best option?
Okay, so firstly for the in-ears, the buds, the Samsung Galaxy buds are the way to go. I recommended these to pretty much every single person that works in this building at this stage. I love them. They're around €150, if not less at the moment. And they are seamless. They are so comfortable and they pair very easily. In terms of the on-ear headphones, the wireless on-ears, what I have, and I got them as a gift from my boyfriend, they're the Sony MDR 1000X headphones. They are a little bit expensive. They're around €250, I think, but they are incredible. They pair very easily through NFC. So again, you don't have to have the app. There is an app available if you want to, but if you don't, that's fine. You just tap the phone. If your phone has the near field connectivity feature, tap the phone against one of the headphones and it'll pair. You can control your music and answer calls by the cups on the side of your ears, and you can also manage the noise cancellation as well. So they are fantastic.
Okay, a quick final one, and it's on behalf of me. I'm always reading books.
Mm-hmm.
I've decided I must get a Kindle. Which one should I get?
Oh, treat yourself. What I would recommend is the Kindle Paperwhite. I've been doing a lot of research into Kindles in the last few weeks, and there are three out there. So there's the basic Kindle, which is around €70 or €80, depending on where you look. There's the Kindle Paperwhite, which is around €160. And then there's the Kindle Oasis, which is bonkers money. It's around £300 or so. The reason I think the Kindle Paperwhite, firstly, it is backlit, which I know the basic one now has, but it's also fully waterproof. So if you do want to take it when we eventually get to go to the beach, or you know, if you are somebody who likes to have a drink or a glass of wine or a glass of water when you're reading, it'll just protect the Kindle. And for the extra money, I absolutely think it's worth it. So I would say the Kindle Paperwhite.
Very good. Jess Kelly, thank you very much for your advice. Now,